Title of my talk is the selection method of all the components for olfactory display using mass spectrometric database. And this is the content. So first, I'd like to describe background, and so second, so I'd like to describe what mass spectrometry is, and so analysis method, and from 4 to 6, the simulation, and the 7, I'd like to conclude my talk. What olfactory display is. So recently, so several research groups in virtual reality proposed devices to present smells. The spot sent by Air Canon, Professor Yanagida, wearable olfactory display, Professor Hirose, and several companies developing smell diffusers, and Professor Okada also developing the inkjet type olfactory display. We focus on olfactory display to present variety of smell by blending multiple component orders at any recipe. And so this one is a previous work, typically the application of olfactory display. And this one is a demonstration of virtual reality conference 2 years ago, cooking game with scents. This one generated synchronously with movie, and so you could enjoy the cooking game at that time. This one is another application. So this one is an advanced computer entertainment. 2008, we demonstrated a teleolfaction experiment at that time. And so here also the olfactory display is used. And this one is just a recent work, the collaboration with the artist. And this one is a fruit scent is presented here. When you feel the peel of virtual fruit, so fruit scent is appeared. So when you peeling, after that another fruit appears and another fruit scent, you can sniff. And so this one actually developed by the Tokyo University of Arts, and they say that so many art contents with scents can be developed using this system. So our olfactory display is used in this system. But so in this application, there is a problem to be solved. Although a variety of smells can be presented by blending multiple odor components, we do not know a set of odor components to realize any odor. So to search for the odor components, sensory test might be the best way to reveal an appropriate set of odor components. However, when we try to do sensory test, a huge number of data should be collected. So it is not practical to collect a sufficient number of data. So in this study, odor component extraction using mass spectrum database is performed to cover a wide range of smells. And advantage of mass spectrometry is that a huge amount of data, or more than 100,000 components, are really available. And obtained data are stable without influence of environment, temperature, humidity, something like that. So most chemical sensors mostly tends to be affected by these factors. And another thing is that method of feature extraction, so we use a non-negative matrix factorization method is used. Here, constraint is that any element in the recipe should be non-negative, and any element in mass pattern should be non-negative. And so under those constraints, so we use a non-negative matrix factorization method was used. And this one is mass spectrometry is. Mass spectrometry without GC, GC means a gas chromatography, and so that one is used to classify smells. This one is performed in the field of sensors. When an odorant molecule is injected, it is ionized and detected in the vacuum in the sequence of M-Z. Since a molecule is divided into a multiple fragments, rich information is available. And another feature is that linear superposition is valid in case of mass spectrometry. However, most of chemical sensors, linear superposition is not valid. And this one is an example of mass spectrum. And this one is a sample here is a trans-2-hexene elastate. This one is one of the upper flavor components. And lateral axis means embassy, and vertical axis detector output. And molecular ion peak means correspond to the molecular weight, but many fragment ions appears. Not a single molecular peak, but a variety of mass patterns are obtained due to this fragmentation. And so this kind of data are available in the database. And here is an analysis method, the NMFs. So we first collected data is put into the matrix V. This one, so rho means number of embassy, and column is number of mass spectra. And V is decomposed of W and H. And W is W is composed of R basis vectors, and H is a coefficient. And in this decomposition, so any element in basis vectors should be non-negative, and ratio of each of the components should be non-negative. So these two constraints should be imposed, and W and H are repeatedly updated until convergence. And since W is obtained regardless of actual mass spectra of existing compounds, basis vectors should be approximated using those of existing compounds. And so this one is a simulation result. So simulation for extracting basis vectors using mass spectrum database data. Database data is provided by NIST. This one is commercially available database. And these two graphs shows us. So left one means matrix data V. This one is the original data, and right one means that so product of W and H. That one is the synthesized data, and lateral axis and compounds ID from 1 to 10,000, and vertical axis means embassy. And the color means that intensity of the mass pattern level. And you can see that, so right figure almost same as the left figures. So that one means that original data were nearly approximated using extracted basis vectors. This one is the simulation data. And this one is a relationship between the number of basis vectors and residual errors. And lateral axis means the number of basis vectors, and vertical axis means residual errors. And so green and blue and red plots. So this one is a number of iterations, green and 100, blue 1,000, and red one is 5,000. And you can see that so 1,000 iterations were sufficient in this case. And also that when the number of basis vector increase, number of residual error also decreases. And residual error becomes so small when the number of basis vector was more than 64. And this one is a simulation of all the components of multiple compounds. And so this one is a typical apple flavors. So recipe is tabulated in this table. And so in this case, 9 compounds. Apple flavor is composed of 9 compounds. And so this typical apple flavor, mass spectrum of typical apple flavor is composed based on the ratio in the table and the pure mass spectrum. And lateral light parts, this one is the mass spectrum, and so lateral axis means the embassy, and vertical is the intensity. And blue one is a target order, and red one is the approximate one. And in this case, number of basis vector was 25. And so to obtain the coefficient alpha I, non-negative least squares method was used to determine the recipe. And you can see that almost approximate mass spectrum or mass approximate order almost agreed with the target orders. And when we use the basis vectors more than 25, mass spectrum of blended order agreed completely. And another simulation is here. Order approximation of many orders composed of multiple components. In this case, we also use a database of flavors. And the name is ESO 2006. And we extracted 104 orders from this database. And the name appears in the table is a part of investigative orders. And using these orders, extracted the basis vectors and evaluated the residual errors. And here is a graph. And lateral axis is the number of basis vectors. Vertical one is the residual errors. And blue and red one is the basis vectors originally developed by extracted by NMF method. And blue one is an approximated basis vectors. So NMF is a mathematical method, and basis vectors is originally regardless of the existing compound mass spectrum. So approximation is necessary. So basis vectors obtained by NMS was approximate using 104 mass spectra. Non-negative least squares method was used. And residual area for approximated basis vectors were almost the same as that of using basis vectors without approximation. And residual error of approximated basis vectors was saturated when number of basis vector was above 50. So this one in this simulation, so this one around between the 32 and 50, so those number of basis vectors might be the appropriate. So this is a conclusion. We demonstrated selection method of order components using mass spectrum database and NMF method. And when we did simulation for 10,000 compounds, number of basis vectors between 64 and 100 was appropriate. When we did simulation for 104 order components or multiple compounds, number of basis vectors between 32 and 50 seems appropriate. And the future work is that actual orders blended by this method should be evaluated. And so we also do the research demo corners. So this is the latest version of our olfactory display. And please visit our research demo corners. And also that, so another, just recently, so we did actual order synthesis based upon the proposed method. And in this case, 12 order components extracted from 80 essential oils were determined. And we just blended those smell, and you can sniff both target and approximated aromas in our research demo corners. And finally, so acknowledgement, this work was financially supported by Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications, Japan. Thank you very much.
Checked out the research demo, and it seems like since it does such a range of smells, and obviously there's lots more smells that it could possibly do. Do you think that this will develop in these like classifications of sections of smells that cover different, I guess, flavors. I guess it's not been classified yet, so I guess to my mind, how to put this, like salty smells versus sweet smells would have two different banks that would kind of load to that, or mix to get to there. I guess I'm trying to work this out in my own mind, I guess. So obviously your bank is going to expand eventually so you can cover more compositions, right?
Actually, so we'd like to expand more and more smells. But so in the research demo, just four blended essential oils were presented, right?